With 3 weeks to go before our summer break, CNN Student News is happy to see you. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration is planning to speed up its hiring of more than 700 officers, increase the use of overtime, and use more dogs to help with security screenings. And this is why. Hours-long waits at security checkpoints and airports across the country. Missed flights. Checked bags missing their flights after a TSA computer slowdown. The TSA, which handles security of U.S. airline travelers, says it lost thousands of employees in 2014 and that they haven't yet been replaced. But the number of passengers it has to screen has not slowed down. Officials say longer wait times are inevitable as travel increases during the summer and that it won't take shortcuts in its screening process that could make Americans less safe. So bottom line, if you're planning to fly, factor in some extra time for security. Up next, a controversial instruction from the U.S. government to public school districts. It concerns people who are transgender, those who identify as a different gender than what's on their birth certificate. Without U.S. Census information on gender identity, we don't know how many Americans are transgender. Some estimates suggest it's somewhere around half of 1%. Last week, the Obama administration sent out a letter telling schools to allow transgender students to use whichever bathroom matches their gender identity. They wouldn't need a medical diagnosis or a birth certificate, only a communication from a parent or guardian about the student's gender identity. This is a directive from the federal government. It's not a law passed by Congress, but it threatens schools that don't follow it with the loss of government funding.
We will not yield to blackmail from the President of the United States.
The federal government calls them guidelines, but several states, including Texas, see them more as a threat.
This goes against the values of so many people. It has nothing to do with anyone being against a transgender child.